Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today is probably one of the most unlikely individuals to end up on this show that I've heard from in years, and simply because she's lived a simple life, good life, but simple life. And the way she tells the story, and I was reading her bio, it's very interesting that she has come full circle from all the way down from being in poverty, living with sometimes no food, no water, no electricity, all the way to being a real estate investor. It's an incredible story, and I'm really happy to have her here today to share it. Miss Sylvia out of San Antonio. Sylvia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Dale.
I think your story is best told in a narrative. I think just sharing with us what your life was like from childhood forward, and when you found the Lifestyles program and why and how you got involved. Why don't we start out with your childhood? Where did you come from?
Yes, I am from the United States. You know, I was born in Laredo, Texas, but raised in Mexico.
And you were raised there to what age?
To 14. I came to the United States when I was 14.
And what brought you back?
Actually, my mother was trying to come to the United States, you know, for years, but she couldn't get, you know, the immigration papers. So it took her like several years. She married a man that was U.S., you know, a U.S. citizen, and it took him some years to get immigrated. So, but we did. We came to the United States when I was 14, and with my sister, I had a sister and older than me, and we came to the United States. I started my life in the United States in Laredo, Texas, in the border town, and I lived there, you know, most of my life, and I just moved to San Antonio, you know, 2 years ago. I mean, 4 years ago, 2020.
Before you moved here, you were a teacher?
Yes, I used to be a teacher. You know, I serviced, you know, the state for 25 years. But I came to San Antonio because of Lifestyles, you know. And let me tell you about my children, you know. I'm a single parent with two grown-up children. I have Erica, 33, right now, and Alberto, my son, who lives with me right now. And he's only 21, about to be 22. And I'm blessed to have four grandchildren. My Erica gave me, you know, three boys and one girl. And Alberto, he's a very successful young man. He goes to UTSA full-time here in San Antonio. Thank God I moved to San Antonio because he found his passion in San Antonio. He's a full-time bodybuilder. He works at T-Mobile making pretty good money. He's a part-timer. And he's been saving a lot of money, you know, since he works. So he lives with me, but we made a deal. I said, Alberto, you can live here. I don't charge you anything because you're growing up. You're a man. I'm not going to charge you, but you got to save money. You got to do what I'm doing. You got to, you know, join Lifestyles. You got to start investing, buy a house, or become a preferred member and invest in one deal. You're seeing what I'm doing. You can do it too, and I'm going to help you. So don't pay me anything, but you got to save money. You got to show me your bank account. You gotta show me that you're doing it. I don't want to see you buying stupid things. I don't want to see you buying, you know, expensive shoes, jackets for $200, you know, having a new car every year. You're not gonna do what people do. You're gonna do and follow my steps. And he did. He's saving money. Now he's ready to go. He's ready to become a member. He's ready to either buy a house or join us as an investor, then be a passive investor.
One part of your bio that wasn't there that I wanted to find out was you have two children. Were you ever married or?
Yes, I married 2 times and divorced 2 times.
That's short and sweet. Okay. So we married two times and got rid of them. Boom. They're gone. All right.
Exactly. And my children were little, you know. So my friend with my girl, you know, I divorced when she was only 3 or 4. And then I married after 12 years. I found this man, my last ex-husband, and married him. And probably the marriage lasted 10 years. So my son was 9 when I divorced my second husband. So, but I'm very proud to say that my son, you know, got so much from me, so much benefit from me because I'm an investor. He's learning from me. And like you always say, you know, your kids are watching you, and I can see it with my son and my daughter. They're watching me. They don't say anything, but they watch me. And since I post every time, you know, that I go to events, with lifestyles, they seeing what I'm doing, you know, what I'm doing, what I'm making. But with my son, I show my son, you know, my cash flow. I've gone several times into my bank accounts and say, look at the, you know, the beginning of the month, the first of each month, I've done this for him and say, look, all my tenants, this is apartment 1. This is because I had a triplex in Laredo. And I said, apartment 1, apartment 2, apartment 3. These are the deposits from, you know, from my 3 tenants. And this is how much I pay per month. And this is my profit. Almost $1,000 goes in my pocket. And I explained to that, you know, that to him. So he knows already about cash flow. He knows already about profit. He knows about, you know, cash out refinancing. He knows a lot already because I've been mentioning, he goes sometimes, not much to the event, but he sees me, he's watching my steps. So I'm very proud of my son, you know, that he's about to become an investor and I'm going to help him if I need to. So
I thought the story about how you heard about us was cute. You want to share that story about how you first heard about us?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, I joined Lifestyles in 2016. And I met this guy in a hospital. He's an investor with Lifestyles, and he introduced me to Lifestyles. Back then in 2016, my mother was very sick. She was very sick in Laredo. And I don't know if you know, but there in Laredo, if somebody's very sick and they don't know what to do with that person, they fly the person in a helicopter to San Antonio. So they did that with my mother. And I came in my car, you know, to the hospital. So sitting down, he introduced himself. We had a long, long conversation, probably like 4 or 5 hours, you know, like he would come and go, you know, from the room, but he would come and sit down with me. So sitting down next to him in my mother's hospital room, using his phone, show me all of his single family houses. And there were probably 6 or 7, maybe a little bit more. I don't remember. But he talked to me about Lifestyles for a while.
One of the amazing parts is that Sylvia joined up in 2016 and got a 2-year membership and went every month for 2 years. Why did you go every month for 2 years? What was going on?
Okay. I was driving 160 miles every month, you know, to the case study. I would do it twice that month because actually on Thursday, I would come to the case study, you know, and go back home at 9 o'clock, 9:30, go back home, you know, go to home, you know, get home probably 12:30 or 1 and go to work on Friday. And then on Saturday morning, wake up again and come to that 2 days. How would I do that? Wake up, you know, sleep very few hours, wake up at 4, get ready because I always do my makeup and my hair. So by 5 o'clock, I was on my car driving to San Antonio and I never, never was late. I was there with David Fisher before time, before 8 o'clock or 5 minutes before or at 8 o'clock, sitting down in the front row, listening again to this man, to this wonderful blessing for me, Mr. David Fisher. So I did that for 2 years, from March to all the way to December in 2016 and all year long in 2017. Same thing, Thursdays, come back home, Fridays, go to work. And then after work, on Saturday morning, come back and stay in San Antonio. We'll just rent the Airbnb on Saturday and go home on Sunday after the 2 day.
That's an amazing story.
I was for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. That is an amazing story.
David, to do this, you know, but I didn't know how. So I was learning, you know, how to do it. And I was you know, learning from David Fisher over and over and over. You know, I wanted to get it in my brain, and I wanted to know how. But actually, one day I did ask David Fisher, and I said, probably was the second time that I came. And I said, oh, my gosh, how can I do this, you know, because I don't have money. Back then, I didn't have any savings. I didn't have any money. I was just a teacher by myself, you know, surviving and trying to make it, you know, I had a good life, you know, because I had always money in my pocket. I had money for my bills all the time, you know, because I'm very good at managing my money. But I didn't have, I was worried, you know, that what am I going to do later? What if, you know, I'm getting older and I need to have more money, you know, to do the things that I want to do. I wanted to travel and I wanted to do all of these. So I kept coming and coming and coming and learning. And since David Fisher, Mr. Fisher, he's super fast at teaching, you know, and I would say, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. I didn't get this part. I didn't get all the notes, you know. He's too fast. This man is fast. So I need to come back. And I would come back over and over and over. And I would make notes before coming, and I would say, I'm going to ask this guy this, this, and this. And I'm going to meet people. I'm going to meet the you know, the oldies. I'm going to say, oh, there were people there. There were leads there. There were people who I can learn from. So I would ask them questions, you know, the audience. I will, you know, approach them and introduce myself and ask questions, because I wanted to make sure that I was doing the right thing, right? So I would do that every single month. Every single month, come back. And one day I just asked Mr. David Fisher. Mr. Fisher, in lunchtime, I remember saying, Mr. Fisher, can you stay? Can I stay? And can you stay? And I need to ask you questions, you know, two questions. After Sunday, right? And he said, yes, of course, I can sit with you. So that Sunday, blessed Sunday, I asked David Fisher, Mr. Fisher, I'm a teacher. I have no money. And, you know, I don't know how to start, but I do want to start something. And then he just had to ask me, so what do you have that has value? And I said, that has value, my house. I have a home in a house in Laredo. And he asked me, does it have equity? And I said, I don't know, but I can ask. Well, he said, investigate. Ask a realtor, you know, evaluate your house. And if it has equity, get cash out, refinance that property, get the money, you know, probably 75%, 80%, and start something. And I said, what else? He asked me, what else do you have? And I said, I have another property. I live in San Marcos a while ago. And I bought a house, and I'm renting the house. Of course, I was renting the house, but I was doing it wrong, because I was evicting every 2 months or every 3 months of people, and it was bad people. Yes, but I was doing it anyway. I was evicting myself without even knowing David Fisher. You know, I was doing that already, but I was doing wrong. I was a bad landlord, like not knowing what to do. So, but I was cash flowing, though. I was cash flowing money. So I told David Fisher, and I said, but I'm cash flowing money in that property. I'm making good money in that property. It was probably like $600 or something every month. And then he said, well, but you don't know. San Marcos, Texas properties went up this year. You should check that property. If it went up, just sell it, get the money, and start with us. Start investing. Start investing your money. And I said, oh, okay. Well, 2016, I did that. I did exactly what he said. I cashed out, refinanced my house. I went to San Marcos, you know, got a realtor from San Marcos. They did value the property, and I sold it. I sold the property because it had gotten up. I stayed with that property only like 3-4 years, and it went up probably like $70,000, the San Marcos house. So I got two checks the same month in December 2016. I got a check of $64,000 and a check of 53. In total, I had together only $109,000. But that $109,000was my blessing. Was my blessing because I started investing. I bought a property in Laredo. And I said, what am I going to do with this $100,000, right? So the first thing I did is call Lifestyles that December. They gave me the checks by, I think it was like 12. On the 13th, I was calling Lifestyles and said, oh, I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to pay the fees to be a preferred member. And I did. Because by then, I knew a lot of people since I was coming out 2016, 16, right? I had met a lot of leads. I had introduced myself. I had gone to a lot of road trips. I was doing the road trips, too. I would come to the road trips for single family. I would come to the road trip. After, you know, joining, I did a lot of networking, a lot, because I was allowed to go to all the road trips. And I did. So I was ready to go. So I did, with those 1,000, 100,000, I paid the fee. I bought a triplex in Laredo by myself, because back then none of the realtors could have, you know, could have helped me. I asked around and the realtor didn't do Laredo. I don't know why, but they didn't. So I said, oh, no, I'm going to get my own realtor in Laredo. And I'm going to, you know, I started interviewing realtors. I did that because they were teaching you that, right? Talk to the realtors and get one and just get a property.
All right. Well, you're taking the right steps and you're getting it done. We're going to take a short break now, and then we're going to come back and hear the rest of your story. We'll be right back with Sylvia Benefil and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Sylvia, and she is sharing her story with us. Sylvia, you list here in your bio, there's three reasons why you joined. One was to leave a legacy for your children, which you've already discussed a little bit. The second one was that you just were bored. You weren't happy. Didn't see a future for yourself. Didn't have anything to do. You weren't happy with your job and so forth. And you seem to have turned that around, because now you are pretty famous at Lifestyles as the selfie queen. So let's talk a little bit about, were you surprised how friendly people and how open people were at Lifestyles?
Oh, yes. Yes, I decided to quit because of my, you know, my career. It was boring. My life was boring. So I said, oh, no, I need to change my life. But thank God I found Lifestyles. So now my life is different. You know, my life is completely different because of Lifestyles.
That is so amazing that you can completely change the group of people you spend your life with. Kind of share with us what that difference feels like. What's different now?
My life now is a blessing. I'm blessed with so many people around me. I have friends from all over the planet, literally because of my Facebook post. I have so many friends. Every single Lifestyles event I attend, I take many, many pictures and selfies and post on Facebook. That's why they call me the selfie queen. This is how I met so many Lifestyles members, just through Facebook. There's this guy, John Emberton and Gordon from Houston, and they named me the selfie queen because they always see my beautiful pictures with Lifestyles. Then when I go to a big event like the Expo, all these members, you know, approach me and then introduce themselves. They want to meet me and take a selfie with me. It's so funny how people want to meet me for, you know, just meet me. It's funny for me but it's a blessing. I love all my friends. My closest friends now are from San Antonio, Austin, Bastrop, New Brunswick, Dallas, and Houston. And this is what I do since 2021 when they open Lifestyles again after COVID. I try to attend all San Antonio events, or at least all the important events. For sure, I go to all case studies all year long in San Antonio. I do not miss any. We go to the Chicken Pickle after a case study, which is a restaurant that we just go very close to Lifestyles office. I try to attend single family road trips and multifamily road trips. I try to go to as many meetups as possible in single family and multifamily in San Antonio, Austin, New Braunfels, and Bastrop. But for sure, I don't miss Sandy and Dustin Cross, a huge meetup once a year where 200 or more preferred members show up. That's a must.
So, Sylvia, speaking of large events, I thought it's rather interesting how you guys get to the expo each year. You want to share that story about how that ended up happening that way?
Yes. Since I love traveling, I decided to get together and rent a bus. I have access to buses, you know, the charter buses, because I work for the federal government and we use buses. So I know, you know, the owners of these transportation, the type of transportation. So I connected with one of the owners and I said, can I rent the bus? How much would it cost me to go to go to Dallas and come back, right? So I made the arrangements and I divided that to all the passengers. And I said, oh, if I get this, you know, this bus going, I'm going to just gather the people, you know, talk to people and put in our chats and then go to the expo. And we did, you know, I got 54 people going to the expo in the bus. We had a lot of fun in that bus, and we actually network, you know. The bus had a microphone, so we played a game, a money game that I usually do, and then we network, you know, and some of people, you know, share their stories, like two or three, and we're networking in the bus. So that was super, super awesome. And we do travel together, you know, all these people from San Antonio, Austin, and New Braunfels, you know, and Bastrop, you know, we get together and then we just travel. We just went to Las Vegas, you know, for my birthday. And we met more people in Las Vegas from other states and from Las Vegas. So we did that one and we're planning so many trips together. You know, in July, we're going to the Hawaii 2 days. We're going to in July and in June next week. I think it's next week. We're going to the summit, Kansas City. We're going together and we're going to meet, you know, more people over there. And we're going to visit some houses, single family houses. A realtor from Lifestyles is going to open some houses for us. So we're going as a group and we're meeting more people. And I just bought a house. I didn't mention that probably, but I just closed on a house and a primary home. Because of Lifestyles, I bought this house. Believe it or not, I did this because of Lifestyles. I was having a lot of parties because I like people in my house. So I was having parties and I could accommodate only 22 people, 25 people in my home. And I said, oh no, I need to buy another house. My son wanted to move to the Northwest close to the gyms, you know, the private gyms for his workouts. And UTSA, and I said, he said, oh, Lifestyles is very close to that area, mother. You should go. You're always in Lifestyles office. You know, you're always going to the events. Why don't we move over there? And I decided to move. I bought a house. I closed last week on that house, and it's bigger. Instead of 25 people, I'm going to invite 50 people, 50 friends.
So, Sylvia, you've got planned to go to the Kansas City Midwest Summit here in June. You're going to go to the Hawaii event in July. What other events did you say you were going to go to besides have a big Christmas party at your house?
That one is we're going to go to the expo together in a bus, and we're going to do a cruise, and we're going, you know, to do a cruise, and we're going to visit Honduras, Cozumel, you know, the Caribbean crew. So and we're going as a group, so that's so fun, you know. And in Hawaii, let me mention this, but my son is going to become a member, and I don't know if he's going to be just a passive member. Or he's going to buy a house. He's undecided right now. He's thinking about it, what to do. But I'm going to help him all the way so he can start. He's only 21. He saved money for 2.5 years. He has more than $20,000 saved. And if he needs more, I will put the money for him. I want him to see the profit, to see the benefit, to see the blessings from Lifestyles when we invest.
You're bringing him back to David Fisher to get him signed up, huh?
Yes, I will.
So, you know, I say it all the time, Sylvia, that it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You've obviously really figured that out. You've changed your life so much, and you're having so much fun doing all this stuff. It really amazes me that you're setting all this stuff up and putting together these bus tours and this, you know, the cruise and the whole bit, man. It's just so much. What stimulates you to be out there doing this much, being this active?
Well, I think it has to be God, Mr. Dell. I'm a God believer. I love Jesus Christ, and he had changed my life. So I do change people's, I do cooperate, contribute. That's what I'm here, trying to see if I can help change someone's life, So it's just something that I have, that I do, that I want to do for people, And I have so many, stories to say, but it's very limited to say it, but I always, contribute because people, there's about two or three people in San Antonio, that are a friend of mine, and one of them crying told me, Sylvia, before meeting you, I had no place to go. I had no friends. I had no family. I had no one. And now I have you, and I have everybody, all this family, all these people. And they're about two. One was smiling and said, Sylvia, I didn't have a life before you. Now I have to go because you're going. And you're pressuring me sometimes, but I do want to go, and I do enjoy going. There's people, very busy people, even the leads. I pressure one of them, and then she says, Sylvia, you're always texting me saying that if I'm going to go, but I can't because of my property. And say, I do understand you, and you're making money for me, but this is very important, and I'm going to introduce you to a lot of people. You want to come? And she said, yes, I'll go. So she does come, but she said, I didn't have a life before. Now I'm enjoying life, doing this event for joy. We go because we're going to meet each other. We're going to spend time together. We're going to meet more people. That's one of our points, right? To meet more people, to network. But we love being together. We just love it. We just love being together.
I have a question for you. Have you registered all the people you're taking to the Kansas City event? Because there's only 300 seats available in that event, and it's going to fill up quick. Have you got reservations for everybody?
Not exactly me, but I texted them, and that works for me. Put a group sometimes and send them and say, are you going to go? Make sure that you reserve your spot for the hotels and for the summit,
Yeah, because I've opened it up to more people, and it's going to fill up pretty quick. So I just want to make sure you got all your friends registered. Get out to them and let them know that. So the son's going to look at doing it here in Hawaii. What about the daughter? She have any interest in this at all?
Yes. Well, she's watching me. She doesn't sound that interested because she has four kids and they're little. Three of them are very little. But she's watching me. She's always, saying, oh, my God, you bought another house. Oh, my God, how do you do this? And I explain that to her, right? And she knows that I put money in the deals. I don't do anything in the doubling my money. She knows all of that, and she started working. She wasn't working. Now she works for the federal government. She just graduated from CCP, so she's making more money. She just started, so she said, I'm going to start saving money. So she is showing interest. She's going to start saving money, and maybe she's going to become a preferred member, so that way she doesn't worry about houses, the work. But she's working on that too. Yes, with time, I'm just praying that both of them become I prefer members if they don't want to work, and work on properties the way I do. I do have two properties. I have two rentals, and one of them is, actually three, because I just rented my house last week. So I have three rentals. One of them is a duplex, and I'm in four deals. And that money, is just right now, tied up, but it's going to make more money. I'm planning to, in the future, I'm going to either sell one and make me money, because one of them has about $100,000. Profit, in one of them, or cash out refinance, so I can continue moving my money, So that's what I'm doing. I'm still buying right now. Probably looking for another property for as a rental. I'm going to do that. Help my son, and maybe invest in one more deal.
If you've got that much equity in one of your houses, $100,000 equity could buy you four houses if you could get that,
Yes, but I just closed on that property in September, so I'm waiting for the year to pass. So this December becomes a year. Yes.
So you captured a lot of equity when you bought it, is what happened? You captured equity?
Yes. Oh, yes. It was $145,000. I rehabbed the property for $60,000. And then at the end, when they do three appraisals, and the appraisals were always $300,000, $302,000, $300,000. At the end, it was $308,000. So it was almost $100,000 in that property.
Right? Wow. That's amazing. Well, thank you for being on the show with us here today. We really appreciate it, and thank you for all that you do for lifestyles. The rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.